Seriously, if the Rabbanim would not be Matthew to mamish pick up the mace and take the mace outside, or else at least to make a tiltum in atzad, also lechvuye. If the Rabbanim are going to say you can't touch the mace, you can't even move him mimita lemita, a person will get so nervous he'll put out the fire. Therefore, here the Rabbanim will make him only in a place where there's a fire, and you're afraid the mace may get burnt up. Here the Rabbanim will make you allow to touch the mace, tiltum in atzad. You're allowed to like move him, or else tiltum ratzad means take a stick and like move the mace. Abi, you're not touching the mace directly. Just tiltum ratzad, either he's on a bed and you pick up the bed to roll him onto another bed, that's mutter. But mashman, that's the maskona, that it's only mutter here by mace. Because really we hold tiltum ratzad is shmei tiltum. If you're touching a muksa, not directly, indirectly is also also to touch muksa. That's called a tiltum. Now here by mace, Rabbanu will make, because they won't make you to move the mace this way, we're afraid you put out the fire. Trashi l'shoris lei, avu b'mutu l'chama l'shori. But if the mace is just in the sun, there's no shash or come to put out a fire doing this to the raisa, there Rabbanu will make. If the mace is in the sun and you want to move him on the side, if he's on a bed, it's also to move him from one bed to another bed. Because that's called a tiltum and a tzad, that's also. The only hetter that would be is if you put a tinnik or you put a piece of kikar on top of the mace, then the Rabbanu will make is considered not like you're moving, touching the mace, but you're moving a piece of bread. So that's a hetter. But if you have no bread to put on top of the mace, it's also to move the mace when he's in the chama. Only here, if they had leka, are we matter. Omri Rav Yehuda ben Shilu, Omri Rav Asi, Rav Yechanan, Halacha Rav Yehuda ben Lakish ben Meis. We pass the Yehuda ben Lakish ben Meis. That means in the case where there's a dleika, a fire, there will make you allowed to move the mace mimita lamita. But not in the fire, just in the sun, it's awesome. Now, I'll tell you this, the famous theory here, that our Gemara comes out, we pass in tiltum and atzad is shmei tiltum. That means you're not allowed to move muksa, even do something else. In other words, let's say you have peanut shells on the table. After you finish eating your peanuts, the shells are muksa. They're on the table. So it's time to pick up the shells now. You've touched them muksa. It's awesome. Now one answer is take something, take a napkin or take a knife to move it off the table. That's called tiltum and atzad. You're not touching the nutshells directly. You're moving it with something else called tiltum and atzad. And we pass them, that's mutter. Here we pass in tiltum and atzad is shmei tiltum, and a lot of Gemara's letter we pass in tiltum and atzad by muksa is mutter. So Toys gives a terrorist and halachis like that. It depends why you want to move the muksa. If you want to move the muksa for the purpose of the muksa itself, the sarach dover osir, that's osir. That's our Gemara here. You want to move the mace out of this room for what purpose? For the purpose of the mace. Like you don't want the mace to be burnt up, or else the mace is in the sun. You don't want the mace to be masriach, to start thinking. So the heter is you want to move the mace, the sarach the mace, he's muksa, then tiltum and atzad shemei tiltlis osir. You can't move the mace by moving the bed and making him go from one bed to another bed. Mashenkin, when you're moving the muksa, tzerach dover heter, the mashu, you have muksa on the table. And now you want to use the table. So the purpose of moving the muksa off the table is kadei to be able to use the table, which is mutter. So tiltum and atzad, le tzerach dover ha mutter, we pass in his mutter. If you have muksa on the table, with a tiltum and atzad, like taking a knife to move it off the table, that will be mutter. Since you're only moving the muksa min hatzad, the tiltum min hatzad, and it's letzarech the purpose of using this place for a dover heter, that's mutter. But here where you want to move the mace for the purpose of the mace, that's called a dover osur. Here we pass the tiltum min hatzad is osur. The Mishnah said, Ein miyusin himen lufni shenim min amuchim. If you have the shemen, if you have a lamp that's burning on Shabbos, so you put the shemen inside the lamp, even after the lamp goes out, the shemen is still muksa. Why? L'fisheinim and amuchin, it wasn't prepared before Shabbos. So the Motor Rabbonim, Moiser HaShemen Shebener, what's the halacha after the ner goes out? The lamp goes out, and there's still some oil left over in the ner. Is it muksa or not? V'shebekaro, it's left over in a plate. Is also the Tanakama, that's him. Yehudi Shita, he holds muksa is awesome. So since at the beginning of Shabbos, this ner was in, this shemen was in the lamp that was aimed to be used for burning, so Yizlicha don't have that to use this shemen, because you can't take the shemen out of the lit lamp, because then it'll be in a kibui. So you have no das to use it, it blives muksa. And it's muksa for those Shabbos. If you have Shimon Matir, Reb Shimon holds no, it's mutter. Shimon will see the next Mishnah, Reb Shimon only holds for muksa. Calls the man the lamp is burning, then it's also to use it. Because then it's like muksa, you can't, it's more huksa le mitzvah. But once the light goes out, now there's no more muksa involved, the shemen becomes mutter according to Reb Shimon. Later the shemen is edible, you could use it, you're allowed to eat it according to Reb Shimon. And this point we pass on to Reb Yehuda, that mukser is awesome. The frat here, about Ben HaShemosos, at the beginning of Shabbos, this lamp was burning, so the shemen, the oil inside the lamp is mukser now at the beginning of Shabbos. We pass in Migu this chatzor, the Ben HaShemosos, it lies mukser the whole Shabbos. Therefore you can't use it the whole Shabbos, the shemen. So the Mishnah. Metaltlin ner chodesh. You're allowed to move on Shabbos a new candlestick. A new one. It's not mias. It looks nice. Avolo yoshe, not an old one. That's mias. The Tanakam holds such an issa muks of a dover amois. Some that doesn't look nice, it's disgusting to you. That's also muks, you can't touch it on Shabbos. Trashi metaltlin ner chodesh. Shein amois. It's not mias. V'chaz l'shtemush, you could also use it, lehedjin. Shalai dolak boi ner meyelim. It's talking about now a kli cheris, an earthly kli, that once you use it one time, it gets all black and schmutzik and mis. So if you never used it yet, it's nice and clean, you can metaltle it, use it for what you want, for shetzer. You want it for some dover hetter, you want to store your water there, put some peanuts there, you want to use it for dover hetter, you can metaltle it. Avolo yoshin, Reb Shimonai Mano. Kol haneris metaltlin. We all like Reb Shimon. All neris amutin. We don't hold for muksa machmes mias. As long as the kli could be used, even though it doesn't look nice and it's mias, there's no muksa stama doesn't look nice. Chutz min haner hadoylik b'shabes. That's Reb Shimon Shita. That the only ner you can't use is haner hadoylik b'shabes that's lit on Shabbos. The kol zaman that's lit, the lamp is lit, the menorah is lit, the menorah blives muksa. Because the ash itself is muksa, so kol zaman that's lit, there's fire there, you can't touch the neiris. Mashenkin, Reb Shimon Shita is, once the fire goes out, then it becomes mutter. Reb Shimon does know for migul this katzor, the ben hashmoshes, it's muksa those Shabbos. It's only yosser when the neir is burning. We'll see, we don't pass like Reb Shimon. Soti Gemara, Tana Rabbonin, mitaltlin ner chodesh elara, move, a new candlestick, avolo yoshe, not an old one. Divrei Reb Yehuda. What's wrong with an old one? Because it blives muksa machmes mias. Since it doesn't look nice, it's disgusting in your eyes, that's also muksa zah. You're not allowed to touch it on Shabbos now. Reb Meir Oimer, no, kol haneris metaltlin. There's no yisod of muksa machmes mias. Even though it's mias, it doesn't look nice, but if it's usable, if you're allowed, it's called a kli, you could use it on Shabbos. Chutz min haner shedliku boi b'shabbos. Hachutz from the ner, a candlestick that was lit at the beginning of Shabbos. So as he holds for migulas katzoi, even though later on in Shabbos the light went out and now it's not burning anymore, like our lichters in Shabbos morning, still it's muksa. About at the beginning of Shabbos it was lit, and it was muksa when it was lit. So paski migul des katzoi ben hashmoshes is katzoi le kulu yoyma. That's Remei Yeshita. And may you always call Haneris metaltum chutz min haner shedliku boi b'shabbos. It was lit. This Shabbos it's also. So Rashi, chutz min haner shedliku, v'yaf agav shekovo, even though now the ner went out Shabbos morning, still also. You're not allowed to touch your candlesticks, or move them. Touch them, you're out, you're not allowed to move them. The istlele Rav Meir, muksa machmes iser. The lestle muksa machmes mis. If it's tam, wasn't lit, just it doesn't look nice, there's no iser, there's no muksa. Mashenkin, where the candlesticks were lit at the beginning of Shabbos, it's a muksa machmas iser. We'll soon see why it's called iser b'shas is lit. See, even when it goes out, still remains lots of those Shabbos. That's Reb Meir Shita. Reb Shimon Oimer, no, he's mkula, he goes to kula. Chutz min haner hadoylik b'shabbos. Reb Shimon Shita is only kol zaman the ner is lit. Kol zaman is burning, then it's muksa, you can't move around the ner. Mashenkin kofsa, as soon as the ner goes out by itself, is mutu atatla. Half Reb Shimon, you're allowed to be metaltet. He doesn't also migul this katsoi. Even though at the beginning of Shabbos it was muksa, but as soon as it goes out, and a normal candlestick is you have das, you're waiting for it to go out, you know it's only going to burn for 2 or 3 hours, afterwards it's aiming to go out, so since you have das at the beginning of Shabbos, you know in 3 hours it's going to go out, you want to use it, it's mutla tatla. Avol kais, Luis, so you have a big jar, which the Malvis will soon see Gemara Svar is, this is aiming to burn for 24 hours. So when you lit it at the beginning of Shabbos, you had no das to use it the whole Shabbos. As far as you're concerned, it's going to light now the whole Shabbos. Or also Koro of Ashosis. These are big jars, big lugs that burn a long time. Then lo yizizimim koinim. Then even if Shimon is moida, lo yitzi goes out in the middle of Shabbos, you're not allowed to move it. And we'll soon see the svaro. Because these things at the beginning of Shabbos, you have no das to use the whole Shabbos. As far as you're concerned, it's going to light the whole Shabbos. Mashen came small nervous that only burned 2-3 hours. You know right now you have das. At the end of 3 hours you want to use it. Halter Shimon, there's no muksa. Mashen came big one. These are the three shittas: Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon. Rashi chutz min aner ha-doylik b'Shabbos. According to Reb Shimon, it's only boid shu doylik. Kol zaman the ner is burning. Oser. So Rashi, why? Shema yichper ha-ner. Rashi learns the muksa machmas iser. Candlesticks that are burning. What's the muksa why you can't move the candlesticks? Because there's a chash, maybe you put out the fire. Since maybe you put out the fire, therefore it blinds. Also, you can't touch it. It's al shem yichab ha-ner. So who the shrekat is, Rashi, we know on Yom Tov there's no muksa on the ner. You're allowed to move candlesticks, you're allowed to move a ner on Yom Tov. So if the yis is like Rashi saying, what's the muksa here? What's the muksa machmas isser? Because you're afraid that when you move it, you may put out the ner, it should be also on Yom Tov also. You're not allowed to put out a ner on Shabbos. You're allowed to light a ner on Shabbos, but not allowed to put it out. If the reason why it's muksa is because you can't move a candlestick because we're afraid maybe it's going to go out, it should be also on Yom Tov also. So the pshat that one talks about, I think from Yaakov Kamenetsky they say over, is that the pshat like this, well, Avad, we're talking about a muksa dik yishayla. As the etzim issa, maybe you go out, you zicha na mechavim for that. Like on Yom Tov, when you carry around the candlestick wherever you want to go in the house, I'm all there to soil, they don't have the electricity on Shabbos, so use candlesticks. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to go around, move around with it. Avad, you're not mechavim to make the nair go out. So even when you're moving, Luigi goes out, Havadav, it's mutter. Havadav, it's dover sheni miskavin, it's mutter. There's no shayla on Yom Tov. Like, you're not really doing an issa here by being afraid not to move because maybe you go out. Even if it goes out, there's no issa because you're not mechavim to put it out. But it's a svar for muksa. There's a svar on Shabbos, a person's maksa das means he makes up his mind, I'm not going to touch this nair on Shabbos because he's afraid maybe if I move it'll go out. If it goes out, I'm stuck. I have no light to Shabbos. It's dark, no Shabbos. So the Svara person in the beginning has his das not to touch it. Why? Because he's afraid maybe he'll put it out. Mashenka and Yont, if you're not afraid. If you move it and by accident goes out, so what? You light it again? You're allowed to light in there on Yont. Therefore, on Yom Tov, you're not maksadash. You don't have das like not to use the nair on Yom Tov. You're not afraid to move it. It's going to go out. Yevada not mechavin to go out. That's dover sheni miskavin. Let's say though he's makatsa das, he has das not to use it because if it goes out, it'll be dark. No, if it goes out, light it again. Mashenkin and Shabbos, you can't light it again. That's the swear. A person is makatsa das, have das, no das, and I'm not going to touch it now because I'm afraid this is the whole light of Shabbos. So I'm afraid to touch it because maybe you go out. So Chur B'Zman Azeh, that sword doesn't apply, but there, because even if the air goes out, you still have electricity light. So Chur, we're not afraid the light goes out. We shouldn't be makatsa das. But still blives muksa. Could be don't pass me Rashi Svarim. And today, if you have electricity, so the nair is itself, what do you care if it goes out or not? That's not the ikon nair anyway today. The ikon nair is electricity. All right, but still muksa though. But there's a little hesitant in Rashi's pshat. It's Rashi Shema Yichba Nair. Because since the nair may go out, that's a svar why you have that not to touch the nair on Shabbos. Rashi Ashosis, that's a kleis god la big kli, shoshuch as a glass one, shkar lempa, a big lamp. Even if the nair goes out, here Reb Shimon is mighty with Sosa. The Kama first time, assume will explain what's the difference between a big light or a small one. Right, Reb Lezer Reb Shimon Oimer, he's even a bigger maker. This is Reb Shimon's son. It's Reb Lezer Reb Shimon Oimer. Mistapek min haner hakovui. You know, you're allowed to use have hanor from the shemen so after it goes out. Or min hashemen hametaftev. Even while the lamp is burning. We have before in the Mishnah, all the shemen drips down to the floor. So that was those shali, not allowed to put a kli underneath to catch the shemen. But we see the shemen falls down to the floor, there was a kli there before. And when the lamp is burning on Shabbos, the shemen drips down and goes into that jar. How to be a blessing, you're allowed to use that shemen. Hey, that shemen is not muksa anymore. Since it's not in the lamp anymore, it's outside the lamp, it becomes ice muksa. So that's the big cooler. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oimer, the statik min haner hakovet that goes out, and also min hashemen hametaftev, even the shemen that drips out of the lamp. The afilu bishor shener derlik, even though the lamp is still burning, and avada the shemen inside the nair is muksa, you can't touch that because you make a kibui. But the shemen that dripped down, halt Reb Lezer, there's no muksa. That's mutter. So the Ma'amar Abaye, it's not Abaye, Reb Lezer of Reb Shimon, his Reb Lezer, the son of Reb Shimon, Savalok Yavua Bechoda, he holds like his father in one point, Opola Gale Bechoda, but his Mechulak on his father is even more Mekol than his father is. Savalok Yavua Bechoda, he holds like his father, like Reb Shimon Sheet in one point, the Lesle Muksa. We have just like Reb Shimon says, when the nair goes out, you're allowed to use the leftover Shemin, you're allowed to use. He doesn't know from the Muksa, like, he doesn't know Muksa means Migul Biskatsoi. He doesn't know since the fact that the beginning of Shabbos was also, it remains also those Shabbos. And Shimon doesn't know from that. Only kol zman is burning, that's a bigger muksa, machmas iser. That's when it's awesome. But as soon as the fire goes out, Rav Shimon holds it's muta. So his son also holds like that. Of a pola galei b'choda, Reb Lezer, the son, is mechuluk on his father, Reb Shimon. Dilu avuha, his Reb Shimon himself, sova kova in le kova loy. When is the muta to have enough from the Shemen? Only when the fire goes out. But kol zman the fire is burning, even the Shemen that drips out of the nair, that comes to the floor, is also wasa to use. His kol zaman, the lamp itself is burning, the shemen falling down is also wasa. That's Reb Shimon's svara. V'yihu, but the son, Reb Lezer holds svara, af agav deloy kova, even though the lamp did not go out yet, still, what falls out, the shemen that falls on the bottom, you're allowed to use it right away. Trashi kovi in le kovaloy, that's Reb Shimon. Deloy shamin in le Reb Shimon, we only heard from Reb Shimon, the shara v'vastisin, where is matav in the Mishnah, ela moisa shemen shebener, v'shebekara. The leftover shemen if in the nair, in the kli itself, or in the karam. The mashma la'acha shekova. Since the shemen is still in the lamp itself, avad is only mutter to use that shemen when the light goes out. Because kol zman is burning, shiti can't take the shemen out and use it, because that's an isekibu then. It's called you're making the light smaller. So avadah, when is the matur? Only when the light goes out. Mashen kol zman, the light is burning, there's no heter. But the sun is makel, even though the shemen, the fire is still burning, but the shemen falls out, what comes out is mut. This is Reb Shimon Shita. Reb Shimon, even though he holds a regular nair, when it goes out, it's mutter, but a big cup, a big lamp, that's aser. Even though it goes out, still it's muksa. For the Gemara, Maishinahani, what's the difference whether it's a big lamp or a small lamp? The if you hold when it goes out, there's no more muksa here, it should become mutter, so even a big one should also become mutter. Omar Ula, Zot Ula, Seifa Asim Reb Yuda. I tell you the Seifa that says a big lamp is aser, enechnami. It's not going according to Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, there's no difference between a big one and a small one. It's going according to Reb Yehuda that said it's also. For the more mask of Lomazutra, Eyochi may avol. If it goes according to Reb Yehuda, what's the Lashon avol? Mashma, but this case is also. This case of a big lamp, it's also. Mashma, small lamp, that was mutter. According to Reb Yehuda, both lamps are also. Reb Yehuda holds for muksa. Anything that's muksa at the beginning of Shabbos, ben hashmoshes, you're not allowed to touch it, it blies muksa the whole Shabbos. So what's this Lashon Avol? Mashma, only this is Aser. In the first case, it's Mutter. According to Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, they're both Aser. So the Gemara, Ella, Oma Mazutra, Lierda, and Reb Shimon, Avada, this Brisa, this part of the Brisa that says that a big Kli, a big lamp is Aser, even when the fire goes out, that goes even according to Reb Shimon. Aye, what's the chil between a big lamp and a small lamp? The Yechei Kishori, Reb Shimon, when is Reb Shimon Matter the Muksa when the fire goes out? Bener Zuta, only a small lamp. At the beginning of Shabbos, you had that this lamp, you know, it's only going to burn for 2 hours. You know afterwards it's going to go out. So you have das at the beginning of Shabbos, like you're waiting for it to go out to be able to use it. So Reb Shimon says it's not muksa. Aval hani, mashenken, these big lamps that has a lot of shemen that could burn the whole Shabbos, the nefesh, there's a lot of shemen there, like, they're a person that's not waiting for it to go out. You have no das now to use it for later. So if a cat, at the beginning of Shabbos, when you lit the shemen in the stam, you mak the das not to use the shemen the whole Shabbos, because the stam is going to burn the whole Shabbos. So here, Reb Shimon is also made the blood muksa. Trashi bezuto, the deity alayu, you have das to use it in the boy join. Sova, sheyichla Hashem in Meir. You think the Shemin's going to end early? V'yishtamash benelik sheyichlin. I'll use them there. I'll use the candles, the candlestick, when it goes out. Avol hani, lo yasek adayta sheyichla kolayim. But these big lamps, you don't think it's going to go out on Shabbos. You think it'll burn the whole day. Therefore, it's awesome. Kadimor v'atanya al eshistira. V'atanya we learned. Moisra Shemin shebener v'shebekaro. So leftover Shemin that's in the nair means in a small lamp. The Shebekar was in the big plate already. Also, those are the Tanakama. Reb Shimon Mater. Reb Shimon says Klotz Mutter, even in a Kara. And a Kara is a big plate. So before we said, according to Reb Shimon, a Kaisa and a Kara is also. And here it says Klotz, even though the Shemon was in the big plate, there was a lot of Shemon there, still it's Mutter. It's a Stira. And for the Gemara, no. Hosom Kara Dumi Dener. Before, here we're talking about a Kara, even though it says a plate, here it means Dumi Dener, a small plate. But before it says kais and kara. Kais means a big jar. So who are they when it says a kara next to a kais? What type of kara does it mean? A big kara. So Teretz is, Kara plate could be a big plate, and it could be a big soup plate, and it could be a small entree plate or a dessert plate. So the chiluk, what the Kara is going next to. Here is going next to, and there it means a small one. That's why it's mutti, because you have das, you're waiting for it to go out, you have das on it. Before it's talking about a big one, it's also. Trashy Reb Shimon Matir Ukora a plate nefisha. It's a big plate usually. The kasha kara kora it's a stira. Teretz says no. Here means dumi dener ketoni lo dezutra. So I'm about a small one. Omer Reb Zera Pomut. That's a lamp. Trashy Pomut means a menorah shomatches. It's an iron, a metal lamp. The ena musa. It's not mias. No matter how many times you use it, it doesn't become mias. Metal contains it. Looks still looks nice. Is Omer Reb Zera Pomut. This lamp. Shedliko boy b'Shabbos. If you lit it on this Shabbos, it's azoy. The divrei hamatir, the one that says according to Reb Shimon, that holds that what when the nair goes out, if it becomes muti, you're allowed to use it. Here it's oser. He holds you're not allowed to use it. So drash the divrei hamatir means Reb Meir hamatir b'nei Yoshin. And the divrei matzrashi, Rashi runs according to Reb Meir, that holds that that we use matir near Yoshin means even though it's smoked, it is a mias. A Yoshin old one doesn't look nice. It's mias. Sira Mei held the smutter. Is the divrei hamatir oiser. Here will blive oser. Drashi oser. Pahai the muksa machmas iser. Because here, since the beginning of Shabbos, you lit this lamp, even though later it went out. But here we hold this oser. Kiniktoni liel. Chutz min aner shedlika boi b'Shabbos. Has any nair that was lit on Shabbos, then Ramei is moided to the isa of muksa machmas iser. But since the beginning of Shabbos it was oser, it's oser though Shabbos. When is he matir? Is only matir or ner yoshin? That means an old one. You didn't light it to Shabbos. It was lit before. Now at the beginning of Shabbos, it wasn't lit. It just doesn't look nice. Then he doesn't also muksa machmas mias. But muksa machmas sister he does hold from. So this is very good. Even though muksa machmas mias is not a muksa because it's still usable, but where it was lit at the beginning of Shabbos, a muksa machmas sister, it's also those Shabbos. Now here's the chiddush though. Of the divrei yoiser, the one that holds for muksa machmas mias. The one that says, since it's an old one that doesn't look nice, you can't use it, mutter. Here's the will be mutter. He only holds muksa machmas mias is awesome, but muksa machmas iser, he holds his mutter. That's the chiddush. Trash the divrei oiser, Reb Yehuda oiser b'ner yoshin. Shecheres. Reb Yehuda says, since the cheres earthly kli, when it was used once, it looks ugly. Hosamu the mias, only there, because the kli itself is mias, is not nice. Abel Hochashari, here will be mutter. For Leslie Muksa Machmas Isser. Shayach to say, according to Reb Yehudam, he does know for Muksa Machmas Isser. And the svari is, the habaminer is, that Mias is the pshat, there's something wrong with this kli. This kli is a disgusting kli. So you don't use this kli. Mashanki Machmas Isser, the lamp that's burning right now. As far as the kli goes, it's a nice kli, you'd use it. Just that it's a zaitik Isser. If you move it, you may put it out, you mark the das not to use it. But there's nothing wrong with the kli itself. Therefore, as soon as the yisr goes away, he holds his mutter, he not matzah das, because the kli itself is usable. Just machmas miyas is worse. There's something that's disgusting with the kli itself, that's a bigger muksa. So the Gemara, though, it's not true. Lemeimer, you want to say the Reb Yehuda, muksa machmas miyas isla, he only holds some muksa of disgusting kli, that you can't use. Of a muksa machmas is celestle, but from the fact that candle was lit at the beginning of Shabbos, and later it goes out, you want to say it becomes mutter, and he does love a muksa machmas isum. For Tanya, enough in the Mishnah we learned, for Tanya, we have Yehuda Oimer, call ha nera shomatches metaltlin. Every ner means stam candlesticks. If you didn't use it to Shabbos, it wasn't lit. Anyone you're allowed to touch. Shomatches, because they don't get disgusting. Shomatches always stay nice and clean. It's not muksa machmas mias. You're allowed to touch it on Shabbos. It only blinds like a kli shomalachta liyisr. Like a hammer. The klal is a kli shomalachta liyisr. You're allowed to use it. The tzara gufa tzarech mekoymei. Let's say a leichter, stam is on the table. You didn't use this Shabbos. If you want to use the table now, you're allowed to move it off the table. Because it's only called the kli shomalachta liyisr that's usually used for Yisr. That you're allowed to move if you need the place. We have to serve gufa. If you want to use the leichter to hold something up, you want to put the matzah on top of the leichter to hold the matzah up high. So you want to use it for davar heter, that's mutter. You're allowed to be matalta for davar heter. Of a chutz min aner shedlika by b'Shabbos. But if this lighter you use at the beginning of Shabbos, you had a nair burning on it, so since then it was muksu machmas iser, you're not allowed to touch it for any reason, it applies also the whole Shabbos. That's what we paskin. Our lighter is our muksu the whole Shabbos. Since the beginning of Shabbos was muksu machmas iser, hachomadika muksu, you can't touch it at all. So we held from Migu this katsoy at the beginning of Shabbos was muksu, but it made also the whole Shabbos. So you see, Chlor of Yud holds for muksu machmas iser. Ella, the pshat is like this. Iyitma hochi yitma. Omer Rab Zera. Pomut shed liku ola b'shabbos. This lamp that you used at the Shabbos, the beginning of Shabbos, you had a fire burning in this lamp. Divrei hakol osa. Everybody's maskim it's osa. As even if you don't hold for muksu machmas miyus, but muksu machmas this, everybody holds for. This is a chomadika muksu. Fire that's burning is muksu. So this will shre exactly what is the muksa machmas iser, what's wrong with the fire when it's burning. Well, we'll see later on the parak a little bit more. We spoke out one story before from Rashi, that the svar is, you maksa das, you have no das to use it, because you're afraid if you'll touch it, it'll go out. And then you'll be left without light. So that's why you maksa das, like you have no das to touch it at all, that makes a chomadik muksa. Another svar they say is that what's real the muksa here is the fire itself. Moshe, you have a leichter. A leichter is not muksa, really. Then you have on top of it a holder, and on top of that you have the candle, is also not muksa candle. It just lies a klisha machl yisum. If you have a candle that wasn't lit yet, if you want to use it for davar hetter, it's mutter. But the sorin is, you have fire on top. Fire is something that's not metaltal. You can't move fire. Fire is not movable. Since it's not movable, it lies muksa. So since something that's not movable, it doesn't have a shame kli to it, that has an isum muksa to it. So everything on if you didn't light it, if it wasn't lit at the beginning of Shabbos, then it remains mutter. Why? Because since it's shomatchis, it's not mis, so muksa machmas mis you don't have. Muksa machmas iser also you don't have, because you didn't light it at the beginning of Shabbos. Therefore it remains mutter. Right. We'll see more about Eish. There's a very short story what the mux of Eish is. We'll see more later on in the period. Omarav Yudah Omarav. Mito a bed. Shiyachta lemoyis. You set it aside to leave your money on top of this bed. Yes, we can leave your money now. Is Osla Tautla. Vizoyan Shabbos. You're not going to touch this meter anymore. Since this meter is bed, is miyuchat to hold money. And money is muxer on Shabbos. So now you can't touch the bed either. So mashma just with hasmona, just the fact that you meyached the bed, in mashmidlo you didn't put money on the bed yet, you set it aside to do it, it remains muksa. For the more meitzvei, we have nachrab yitzchok, mitaltlin ner chodesh avolo yoshim. You're allowed to touch a new limb, but not an old one. Obazai, uman ner,